Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you from the beautiful city of Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm here for the next 10 days. It's a very special birthday gift for my wife. She's always wanted to come to Scotland, and the joke is it only took me 30 years to keep my promise that I would bring her here. So never say I don't keep my promises, but you're here with me as well to make it even more special. I'll be filming our videos all throughout this beautiful country for the next 10 days, so you all be coming with me on this trip here. But I do have to say, as wonderful and as beautiful as it is here, I do have to say that my heart is still there with you in the States, particularly at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I think it was Jack Posobiec who mentioned that Charlie always wanted to do a turning point event at the State Farm Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play, but they weren't, you know, they weren't quite there yet. TPUSA events were drawing, 20,000, 30,000 people or so. But they believed at some point they were gonna get to drawing the 60, 70,000, 80, maybe possibly 90,000 people to an event that would justify holding the event at that stadium. And yesterday, by God's grace, Charlie got his wish, a wish that came true in ways that he couldn't even possibly have imagined. I watched several hours of the memorial from my hotel room here. It's a 5-hour difference, so it was pretty late, staying up late in the night, watched President Trump's amazing speech. To say the whole thing was breathtaking would be an understatement. I think it is safe to say that we have simply never seen an event like that in our nation's history. And all you have to do is look at how the legacy media, particularly CNN, covered that memorial, because that coverage clearly revealed that they were witnessing their own political obituary being written in real time. The New York Post, they're reporting an estimated 200,000 people were in attendance. There was overflow seating. I'm sure many of you saw this. There was overflow seating in the Desert Diamond Arena across from the stadium. There were over 100 million tuned in cross platform. And what we all witnessed yesterday was just something so much. It went so beyond a funeral or a memorial service. I think what we witnessed right along with CNN and MSNBC and all the legacy media was nothing short of what is perhaps the single greatest spiritual renewal and political awakening that we've ever seen in our nation's history. Just to put this in perspective, Security officials confirmed that Charlie's memorial was even bigger than the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl is the biggest security event of the year in terms of just sheer number. The establishment's reaction and immediate was immediate, and it was very telling. CNN's coverage throughout the day betrayed a very palpable anxiety. Their reporters couldn't hide their alarm as they watched hundreds of thousands of attendees erupting into spontaneous chants of, you know, USA, USA, while listening to speaker after speaker describe Charlie as a literal Christian martyr, a martyr for his Christian faith. It's just not something we often see here, obviously, in this country. Here's David Axelrod, the architect behind Obama's political machine, expressing visible concern about what he called a sea of Christians being galvanized in their faith in Jesus Christ.
But I don't also want this to be the occasion for continued division, continued hate, continued violence. And one of the things I'm going to be looking for today is, to the people who are coming there to mourn, will they get the kind of ceremony and service that they deserve and yearn for, or will it just turn into a political rally where, you know, this horrible occasion will be used to further divide and galvanize? That would be a loss for the country.
And Scott, we saw some of what's already going on as everything gets underway for the memorial service. We heard Josh Campbell talking to people there. The feeling is, of course, sadness.
So Axelrod just demonstrated there a very real, very palpable panic. I mean, he did everything he could to try to pull apart the process of mourning Charlie's assassination from politically galvanizing Christians across the country to rise up and take their nation out. But what Axelrod did there just showed how utterly clueless he is and how culturally inept he is. And that's precisely because he was desperately trying to rent asunder what Charlie always joined together. Charlie never made any apologies at all, ever, for bringing together faith and freedom, Christianity and politics, precisely because he recognized, just like our founding fathers, that faith was a prerequisite to freedom. So our founding fathers called it the golden triangle of freedom. So for our founding fathers, true freedom required the cultivation of civic virtue. So all of our founding fathers believed that civic virtue was indispensable to freedom precisely because only a self-governing people could be truly free. And self-government required the cultivation of classical virtue. Now, in order to have classical virtue, our fathers believed that you had to derive the principles of that virtue from one of the great faiths, most particularly the Christian faith. You had to have a faith tradition, though. Faith traditions were the timeless, inexhaustible sources for the eternal virtues. But the only way that you can have true faith is if you have freedom. And that's because faith can't be imposed upon you from above. That's not true. Freedom is the prerequisite to faith. But in order to have true freedom, you had to have virtue. But in order to have virtue, you had to have faith, which requires freedom, which requires virtue. That's the interlocking pattern here. You see, it's what's known as this golden triangle of freedom. True freedom requires virtue, because only a virtuous people can be a self-governing people. But if you're going to have virtue, you have got to draw that virtue from one of the great freedom traditions. So this triangle, for faith traditions, this triangle freedom is an interconnected whole where every part implies the others. And that was Charlie's, for lack of a better term, political theology.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
If we're going to truly turn our nation around, away from the tyrannical impulses of democratic socialism and wokeness, we were going to have to return to faith. A revitalization of faith, by definition, entails the reawakening of freedom. Hey guys, sorry about that. The battery on my phone ran out, so I have to finish the rest of the video back in my hotel room. But anyway, true freedom requires virtue, which requires faith, which requires freedom. So this is the golden triangle of freedom, where every part is interconnected to the other part. And that was Charlie's political theology. If we were going to truly turn our nation around, away from the tyrannical impulses of democratic socialism, then we were going to have to return to faith. A revitalization of faith, by definition, entails the reawakening of freedom, as both are mediated by the family, interestingly enough, precisely because it's in the family that we learn both our faith but also the virtue of obligation, in that we're morally obliged to people, places, traditions that we didn't choose for ourselves, but they chose us. So faith, family, and freedom were the foundations for an American renewal. And that's precisely why David Axelrod and CNN don't want to see him, precisely because they are progressive realists. And progressive realists believe that the arc of history inevitably bends toward the side of left-wing social justice. That's why they immortalized George Floyd, ignoring all of his obvious personal and moral flaws, all the while they're doing everything they can to disparage and undermine Charlie. It's because they're progressive realists. Thus, George Floyd, by definition, is good because he's on the right side of history, being a good liberal, whereas Charlie is bad because he's on the wrong side of history, being a conservative. That's why the two shootings that we saw over the weekend, did you see that? One at a local ABC station, another one at a country club in New Hampshire, both committed by rabid left-wing nuts. They've been completely and totally buried by the legacy media, and that's because of their progressive realism. Violence committed in the name of leftism is never allowed to be the actual story, whereas violence committed by someone on the right is the story, always. The right's supposed racism and bigotry and phobia are all inherently violent, whereas the left is by its nature good. They're emancipatory, they're liberating. And so violence by definition is not a part of the political left. And when it is, it's excused, just like we saw with George Floyd, right? Whoever said protest is supposed to be peaceful. But now we're getting more and more evidence that more and more Democrat leadership is starting to panic over what they saw this weekend. They're recognizing that what happened over the weekend may indeed be the occasion for their own political obituary. I got the receipts. Wait until you see this.
And by the way, Pelosi is getting more and more. Are you seeing she's getting more and more in trouble for her insider trading? Have you ever wondered how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have impeccable secret knowledge of what's going to be doing well in the market? Well, it's all insider trading, as you know. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years, and Trump looks like he's cracking down on it. But guess what? There's a way for us to get even with these crooks before Trump even cracks down on it. You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Did you know that? Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we could just ride their coattails into financial success perfectly legally, perfectly ethically, right? Nobody's bribing us. Once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. It's amazing stuff. Now, to do that, you've got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens. Ross is the real deal, too. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be absolutely huge, but seating is limited. Click on that link below. Snag one of your online seats. Gang, this is going to change your life. You're going to love this. You cannot afford to miss this. Click on that link below and register right now for this free online event. There is a growing chorus of high-profile Democrat operatives recognizing that their party has to learn to moderate. Ezra Klein at the New York Times, he's increasingly recognizing that the Democrats have been completely outplayed by the MAGA Republicans. They've lost the South, they've lost the Midwest, and they're increasingly losing the urban vote with the mass defection of Latino voters over to the right. And he's basically saying that the Democrats are going to have to figure out how to modify their far-left extremism to make their views more palatable to the working class and the growing number of populist right voters. Another one's Neera Tanden. She was a big figure in the Biden administration. She posted recently that the Democrats are going to have to figure out how to expand their party's tent, and that's going to require them to compromise on ideological purity. And then, unfortunately for both of them, Jasmine Crockett shows up with her vile mouth, and all that exhortation goes out the window. And that's because I think Klein and others don't quite realize that their party is in a death throes. We've talked about this time and time again. The Democrat Party is basically dying. And when a movement is dying, it inevitably falls back on its most extreme wing because they are, by definition, the diehards, the last ones to die off in a dying movement. It's not the moderates. The moderates are gone. They've largely abandoned the party. But by contrast, what did we see yesterday at that packed arena with hundreds of thousands worshiping God in what was nothing less than an extraordinary moment of American renewal? I mean, seriously, when Erica got up there and openly, publicly forgave the shooter, the assassin, Tyler Robinson, I mean, gang, that was the difference between us and them. They hate, they destroy, they burn down, they loot, they despise, they denounce. Our side forgives. Our side loves. Our side builds. Our side awakens. That's what the world saw yesterday. And there's nothing the Democrats can possibly do to counter that. Charlie Kirk's memorial service wasn't just a funeral. It was a political awakening that's left the Democrat establishment scrambling to respond to a movement they no longer understand or control. The CNN coverage, the futile Democrat moderation efforts, and the massive grassroots response all point to the same conclusion. American politics has fundamentally shifted, and the left is finally beginning to comprehend the magnitude of their miscalculation. For the legacy media and Democrat establishment, that realization is more terrifying than any campaign rally or political speech, precisely because it wasn't Charlie's funeral they were witnessing yesterday. It was their own. God bless, guys. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.